The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on June 11th, 1974, in Paris, France.
Well, the other day, Srila Prabhupada was telling us in Geneva that in India it was, at least till the present day, forbidden to eat cows. And that those who would eat animals, they would eat dogs or goats, like
this. Yes, we recommend the meat eaters to eat dogs. As Korea, they are eating dogs. So you can eat also dogs. But don't. He eat it after death. Don't say don't eat. You are so much fond of eating, all right, you eat. Because after the death, we have to give somebody, some living entity. So generally, it is given to the vultures. So why to the vultures? Take the civilized man. Who are as good as vultures. So-called civilized men. Yes. What is the difference between the vultures and these rascals? The vultures also enjoy a dead body, and they also kill, make it dead and enjoy. It's a vulture.
Shakuni.
Yes. Shakuni. Yes. They're vultures, and they are civilized ones, the vultures. The animal eaters, they are like jackals, vultures, dogs. They are similar to these animals. They are human. It is not human food. Here is human food. Here is civilized food, human food. Let them learn it. And civilized rules, vultures, rakshasas, and their leaders. Therefore I say, all fourth class men, they are leaders. Therefore the whole world is in chaotic condition. We require first class men to lead. We are first class men, take our advice and then everything is all right. We are creating first class men. What is the use of fourth class men leading? All fourth class men. If I say so frankly, people will be very angry. All fourth class men. Basically, they are all fourth class men. Now, this first, second, third class men are described. So, at the present moment, no one belongs to this qualification. Even they are not to the third class men, Krishi Gorakshā Manijyam, who is protecting the cows. That is the third class man's business. So therefore everyone is fourth class. So the fourth class men, they are electing their representative to govern. They are also on the big fourth class men. That is stated in the Bhagavad. Savir varahosta khara samstunta purusha pasu. Where is that verse? Find out. All fourth class men. Not fourth class, less than fourth class. Fourth class has got also some regulative duty. But at the present moment, no regulative duty. Anyone can do whatever he likes, whatever he thinks. All fifth class, sixth class men. No regulative principle. Human life is meant for regulative principle. Just like we are insisting, our students, only for regulative principle. Just to make them real human life. No regulative principle means animal life. Tamasa brahmacharjena jamena niyamana. The yoga system is there. It is to learn the regulative principle, jamena niyamena. The yoga system is very strict regulative principle. I do not know what they are doing. Generally, they misuse also that. But yoga means indriya samyam, controlling the senses. That is real yoga system. Because, as the animals, they cannot control their senses. So, the human being, having higher intelligence, they should learn how to control the senses. This is human. Na jat karna karna pateko, upeka. One who has not heard the message of Krishna. Isn't it?
Jatu
nama vidagrasa. Jatu, even for some time, they did not hear.
General mass of people, unless they are trained systematically for a higher standard of life and spiritual values, are no better than animals, and in this verse they have been particularly put on the levels of dogs, hogs, camels, and asses. Modern university education practically prepares one to acquire a doggish mentality to accept the service of a greater master. Like the dogs, after finishing so-called education, the so-called educated persons move from door to door with applications for some service.
At least we have got this experience in India. There are so many unemployed, educated. Because they have been educated as dogs, they must find out a master. Otherwise they have no independent power to work. Dog, unless he finds out a very nice master, the street dog, loitering in the street.
There's a report that there are so many PhDs who are graduating from school now, that there are not enough jobs for them. So they have to take jobs as truck driver and taxi driver.
Where?
In the United States.
Yes.
That is supposed to be the Brahmin class too, the professors, the educated
They are not Brahmin. Yeah. Those who give education in exchange of money, they are not Brahmin. It's that we are lecturing, educating people. We don't say that give us salary. We simply ask them, please come. Therefore, you are making food. I'll give you food. I'll give you good seed. Please come and hear. We are not asking money. The first of all, pay the fees. Then you come and learn Bhagavad Gita. We never say so. So, these so-called teachers, they first of all settle up salary. What salary you give me? That is dog business. That is not Brahmana business. Brahmana is not what I ask. Brahmana is eager to give less knowledge. That's all. Brahman is eager to see that people are educated. Take free education and be educated, be human being. This is Brahman's business. I came here not to ask for any money. But I want to give lessons. This is Brahman's business.
Today the priests are afraid to speak too strongly or else they will be fired and get no salary. Today the priests, they are afraid to speak,
yes.
Or like the politicians, they are afraid to speak because they are afraid that they will be voted out or get no more money to support
them. They are after money. So they are less than Shudras. That is the cause that Christianity has fallen down. They cannot speak straightly. Otherwise it is straight commandment. Thou shalt not kill. And because people are killing, they are giving man-to-man marriage. What to speak of other things? The priests, they are sermonizing this man-to-man marriage. You see how degraded they have become. Was there any conception, at least outside America, nobody knows that a man can be married with another man. Where is this? And they're supporting it. You know that? So, what is their standard?
Now,
this is our proposal, that why you should kill cow. Cow may be protected to take milk and use this milk for so many nice purposes. Then, so far, meat eating is concerned, so every cow will die. It is a fact. So, you wait a few days only. There are so many dead cows. So you take all the dead cows, meat. What is the bad proposal? If you say that you are restraining us from meat eating, no, we don't restrain you. We simply request you that don't kill. When the cow is dead, you eat it.
From the Western countries now, the young people, when their parents grow old, they generally send them away to old age homes. So if they have no compassion, even towards their own parents, that they would send them away, then how can we educate them to protect the cow, right, which is just like mother? If they're even willing to practice to their parents.
So there is no question of protecting. We shall protect. Simply, we ask them that don't purchase meat from the slaughterhouse. We shall supply you the cow after his death. What is it? Wrong?
Not enough meat.
Huh?
Not enough meat, fast enough. They're eating so much meat.
Fast, faster, fast meat. You have to eat the cow's flesh. So how you can make it fast? The cow's number are the same. So it will remain the same. Simply wait for the natural death. Where is the restriction? You have got a limited number of cows. Either you wait for the death or you kill it at once. The number of cows are the same. So we are simply request you that don't kill them. Wait for the natural death and kill it. That is wrong. The number of cows is the same, you cannot increase it. Increase or decrease, the number of cows is there. So we simply request you that so long they are alive, let us take its milk and give nice food stuff to the human society.
If they don't kill it, there'll even be more cows. If they don't kill a cow, then they will even have more meat, because then the cow will have more time to reproduce, more calves. If they don't kill the cow right away,
yes,
there'll be even more cows.
More cows, yes. There are more cows. Simply we request that don't you propagate this. Don't kill. Don't maintain this slaughter. It's very sinful. It has got very awkward reaction on the society. Stop this slaughter. You don't say that you stop eating meat. You eat meat, but don't take it from slaughterhouse. And don't by cane. Simply wait. Can you get the? How long the cow will live? Their maximum age is 20 years. So, not that you have to wait for 20 years. There are many cows, 18 years, 16 years, or 10 years. So, wait for that much time. Then you regularly get dead cows and eat. What is wrong? Make this provision. In a for a few years may not get. By that time you can eat some dogs and cats. Yes? The Koreans, they are using dogs. So where is the difference between you and the Korean? You can eat also dogs for the time being. Or hogs. You eat hogs. We don't prohibit killing of this. Small animals. Don't sanction neither private. But especially we request cow protection because it is ordered by Krishna. Because we are Krishna conscious people, therefore we have to carry out the order of Krishna. Goraksha, that is our duty. And economically, also it is very useful. Krishna has recommended, for nothing it is not like that, it has a meaning. That if you have got cows, and you see, our cows, in England, they are giving more meat than other cows. Because they are confident that they will not be killed here. They have got sense. They're not like a rascal, they have no soul, they have no sense. They have got sense. In other places, they do not give so much meat. But in New Vrindavan, they are so jolly. As soon as Kirtanand Maharaj calls, he'll come. Yes? Just like friends. And they're confident that he'll not be killed. So they're jubilant and they're giving much means. Yes? So, in Europe, the cows are also good, but the cow killing system also is very good. So, to stop this, he simply requests that you get the cow's flesh. As soon as it is dead, we shall supply it. Free of charges. You haven't got to pay £4,000 or 40,000, so much money. You get free. And eat. And why you are killing? Stop this. Slap it out. What is wrong in this proposal? I think he could not give any counter reasoning.
He gave a proverb.
Rather, he supported.
Yeah.
So use this. This is one of the business. Kusi gu raksha manidyam vaishakarma sabhavaya. You don't stop trade, you don't stop food, producing food grains, but we want to stop this killing. How is this? It is very, very simple. Therefore, in Europe, so many wars. Every 10 years, 15 years, there is a big war and wholesale slaughter of the whole humankind. And these rascals, they do not see it. The reaction must be there. You are killing innocent cows and animals. Nature will take revenge. Wait for that. As soon as the time is right, nature will gather all these rascals and clubs. Finish. They will fight among themselves, Protestant and Catholic, Russian and France and Germany. What is going on? What? This is nature's law. Tit for tat. You have killed, now you will become killed amongst yourself. They are being sent to the slaughterhouse. And here you create slaughterhouse. Dung, dung and kill, kill. You know the song?
Yes, yes.
As soon as there is bell, the Roman Catholics began to kill the Protestants. So, this is nature's law. You don't require to be sent to the slaughter. You will make your slaughterhouse at home. You will kill your own child. Abortion. This is nature's law. What are these? Children being killed. There are these meat eaters. They enjoy. Now they are being killed by the mother. They do not know how nature is working. You must be killed. If you kill, you must be killed. That I discussed in this now Chaitanya Charitamrita. What is Nithai?
They kill the cow, which is the mother, and then sometimes they get born, their mother kills them.
Yeah. The mother becomes child and child becomes mother. Have you got transcription of the bad story? Bad, the hunter story recited by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? This 24th chapter of Madhya Lila.
No, I don't think it's
packed
yet.
What your type, Bin? That's Narada's instruction. How by killing one becomes killed. Magrari.
Huh? The
hunter
Magrari.
Yes. You could mang this meaning, the flesh. Is Sanskrit word is mang so. Mang means me. And so means he. I am killing this animal, I am eating, and he will kill me and eat. This word is reminding that you are killing this animal eating. That this animal will kill you and eat it. This is the meaning of mangsa. Mangsa khadati, it is mangsa. He will be given the opportunity. to kill you, and when the animal is sacrificed before the goddess Kali, this mantra is cited to the ear of the animal, that you are giving your life before goddess Kali. The next life you are getting the chance of human being. So he is promoted. Because he is being killed before the deity, goddess Kali. So he is elevated. And he is giving the chance that this man will become animal and he will kill. So after understanding this mantra, who will be ready to kill another animal? This is mantra. While sacrificing an animal, this is the mantra. The priest will say in the ear that you, Mr. Goat, you are being killed before this goddess of Kali. So your benediction is that you have to undergo so many lives before coming to the human form of life, but because you are sacrificing as a reward for this, you get immediately human life. So he is not losing. And this man who is killing you, he will become a god like you, and you have the right to kill him. This is mantra.
Mansa.
Mansa. Mansa khadati to mansa.
That story begins on verse 220. I only have up to 121. This is the most recent. She's probably typing it. Just as today or tomorrow.
There these things are discussed.
The story of Magrari.
In connection with that, I have discussed the animal killing. So, all these meat eaters, they are responsible for killing the innocent cows.
Many people today are discussing this topic of reincarnation, but they don't understand the significance of the effects.
How they will understand? All dull-headed fools, rascals, dressed like gentlemen. Tavacca sobate murkha javak kinchin navasa. A rascal fool is decorated so long he does not speak. As long he speaks, his nature will be revealed, what he is. This gentleman therefore did not stay long to expose him.
That's intelligent.
No, we have to make this propaganda because we are servant of Krishna and Krishna orders Krishi Gaurapsamani. So we must take to agricultural work to produce food and give protection to the cow. And if there is excess product, we train. The simple thing we must do. Therefore I am anxious to take outside Paris this center. Our people who should live there peacefully, produce food grains, give protection to the cows, and work hard. And if there is excess product, you can make money also. With ghee, you can start so many restaurants that I've already, have we discussed on this one? You can make good money. You will not be loser. Krishna conscious man, they will be never loser by following the instruction of Krishna. They live comfortably without any material want and takta deham punarjanmaiti, and after leaving this body, go to directly to God. This is our food.
We can produce food and ghee on the farm and then bring it and make prasadam and sell it at the restaurant.
Oh, yes. No, we can open our own restaurant. Your own restaurant, I have already said. You have not discussed?
Yes. We're preparing a letter to send to the whole society.
Yes. We, suppose we make ghee there. We can make sandesh there. We can make rasgulla. We can make so many things. Especially ghee. So open restaurant in any part of the city. and make nice kachori, singhara, puri, halwa, and so many other things, juri, and people will purchase. They will come and sit down. I mean, now that every foodstuff is ready. You sit down, whatever you like, you check. And this is our charge for one plate. Don't waste, just like it is distributed. You take 1, 2, 3, 4, as much as you like. But don't waste. Don't waste. So far, for your eating sumptuously, the charge is same. Suppose this man eats only 1 cake and you eat 4 cakes. And that does not mean you should charge more.
Same
charge. Same charge. You sit down, eat your heart's content, be satisfied, and let him also eat. Don't waste. And you supply. This is your problem. Not that each time, this is hotel, each time a plate is brought, immediately bill. Is it not? No. You sit down, eat your satisfaction. Charge is the same.
They will leave the restaurant with their pockets full of
samosas. That we shall not allow.
You were telling us one time that in India, if a person has a mango orchard, you can come in if you're hungry and eat, but you cannot take any.
Yes. They still, if you have got a garden, somebody says, I want to eat some food. Yes, come on. Take as much food as you like. But you cannot take it. Any number of men can come and to eat. They even do not prohibit the monkeys. All right, let him come. It is God's property. That is the system. That is mentioned in Bhagavad. If the animal, like monkeys, they come to your garden to eat, don't prohibit. Let him, he is also Krishna's part and parcel. Where he will eat, if you prohibit. It is very practical. I have got another, this is told by my father. My father's elder brother was keeping a cloth shop. My father also was keeping a cloth shop. So, it is in the village. So, my uncle, what he would do, that before closing the shop, he will bring one, what is called?
Ball?
Ball, big ball. Or it is, what do you call it? Well, you keep water? Basin. So, on basin full rice, he will keep in the middle of the shop. And there are rats. So, the rats will take the rice and not cut even a single cloth. It is practical. Yeah. They are also animals. Give them food. They will not create any disturbance. Give them food. Yeah. Because cloth are very costly and there are rats. If one cloth is cut by the rat, then it is great loss. So to save from this loss, he put in a basin. Rice was nothing. Rushing in our childhood, we have seen 2 anas per year. That is a profit. You see? So, one basin full rice doesn't cost even 1 ana. So, by giving 1 ana worth food, he saved so many hundreds of rupees cloth. Otherwise, if they are hungry, they will cut it. Everyone has got obligation. Even the tiger. Even the tiger, one saintly person was in the jungle. His disciple said, the tigers will never come and disturb in the ashram. Because the ashram head, they will keep some milk little far away from the ashram and the tigers will come and drink and go out. He'll call, you tiger, come and take your meal here. That's why we call the dogs. will come and take the new finger. And they will never attack any inmates of the ashram. He will say, ये हमारा आदमी है, इसको कुछ बोलो नहीं, they are my men, don't harm them. Yes, tigers can be trained up just like dog. They are a dog species. More ferocious, that's all. More ferocious dog, that's all. You can train them. I have seen in the world fair, one man has trained, I think most of you have seen, one tiger and one lion. And he is playing with that tiger and lion, just like one plays with dog. They can train them. They can understand also that this man loves me, he gives me food, he is my friend. They also appreciate. That's why this picture you have seen, Haridas Thakur, the big snake is going. And the snake also knows that he's a sentry person. He may not be disturbed, let him go ahead. And from reason also, Ishara Sarvabhutanam Riddhese, Krishna is everyone's heart, he's dictating. So Krishna can dictate to the animals, to the serpent, to the man, everyone. Such nice food stuff, and mostly they are made of milk. These people, they do not know, they kill the cows and throw the milk away to the hogs. And they are proud of their civilization, like jackals and vultures. Actually, Krishna consciousness movement is transform these uncivilized men to real civilization.